This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Final hour of the show. I'll say one thing, though. At 5:30, it looked like you would need your sunglasses out here.
Mm-hmm.
It gets brighter a lot earlier. I've been working here since 2011. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would hear the question on the commercial. Headed to the Wu-Tang concert this Friday? I never thought I would hear that on this station. And how, come on, check out our photo booth. I love you, Dave Burgess. You know that's Burgess.
Yes.
I love you, Dave Burgess. Dave's thinking, hey, Wu-Tang love the kids. He's going to be down there for the Wu-Tang. And he's putting a photo booth down there just so he can have an excuse to go. That's the real reason he's doing it. Because he wants to go anyway. Our buddy's coming back. Colton Cowser coming back. This series against the Mariners. I say this series because I don't know who's in the lineup tonight. But he's back this series. I don't have any statistical expectations for Cowser. I think eventually he's going to bring the stats. He's got to work his way back. But I expect him to bring a lot of energy back to this clubhouse and to this dugout and ultimately to this lineup.
I do, too. I think it's much needed, too. He provides more than just the power of bat because, what do you have, 24 homers last year?
24.
Right, 24. He's a really good fielder. I mean, the guy, he belongs at this level, and he's been missed, so I'm happy to see him back.
Yeah, he's has a plus 8 outs above average, which was second for all left fielders in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he was a Gold Glove finalist. Those things right there, I expect to jump up instantly. As soon as he puts that glove on going out in the outfield, I expect him to be that much. We saw some things in the outfield. Well, didn't we see two triples last week? And I'm looking at him thinking, neither one of them should have been triples. One of them should have been out. The other one should have been a base hit, worst case scenario. We see some things in that outfield that just, quite frankly, shouldn't happen. I remember the one play, I think it was in Boston, that Jorge Mateo made. He was credited for such a great effort, he ended up on the other side of the wall. If you track that ball the right way, your back is against the wall as the ball comes to your glove. That's because he's not an experienced, that's not because he's bad, he's just not an experienced outfielder. He got a horrible jump on the ball.
Yeah.
You expect, you got Colton Cowser out there, you don't get those things. You get much better defensive baseball in the outfield.
Yeah, I mean, some guys just—it's not like it's easy to play. This is Little League. I mean, it's very difficult to be a major league outfielder unless you, you know, that's your position and you work at it. So guys like Mateo, who had, you know, they told him in, you know, last season he could have worked on and done it in spring training and prepared for it. You can't just throw a guy out there. Yeah, I remember that conversation we had with the coaches with Mancini. You know, trying to make the conversion from first base to the outfield. I'm like, it's not easy, you know.
It's not easy.
They said he's getting there.
It's tough to track the ball. It's, that when you play all your life with one or two levels of stadium levels, that third deck is tough.
Right. Yep.
Because people wear white and they wear other colors that could get in the way of the ball. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the ball gets above the stadium and now it's in the sun.
Yep.
It's a lot going on there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always hear announcers say, who've played the game before, the ball is tough coming out of the shadows. Well, often that's how outfield is. I mean, you got all these colors in the stands, and all of a sudden, bam, it's in the sun. It's tough on that level.
They'll leave your sunglasses on your hat. It makes it worse.
Oh, my gosh.
Why tries to be crazy, man.
Why do guys do that?
I don't know. I really don't.
I know Gunner says in day games he keeps his on his hat just in case he needs to put them on his face. He doesn't want to have to stop the game and tell somebody to bring his glasses out.
Mm-hmm.
But you've seen times where they weren't on his hat, they were on his face.
Yeah.
But I've seen guys fighting the sun and the freaking glasses were on the top of his hat. I don't get that.
I don't get it either. I just don't think it just makes it, well, that's, you know, that's the only design flaw. They only work if they're on your face.
Did you say a design flaw?
Yes.
They don't have a mod of their own?
No.
you expect them to be in the middle of the order? Couser.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
As soon as he comes back.
Why not? You only have like one or two guys hitting right now.
I agree with you.
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like you have this. You know, if he comes back to a lineup that's scoring 6-7 runs a game and then you got 6 hot hitters in the lineup. Not about 6 or 7. That'll work his way back up. But this lineup needs a lot.
It needs a whole lot.
They do.
It really does. I mean, the guys have really carried it this year. You know, it's obviously O'Hearn, Seti when he was, you know, not hurt, and Urias. So the veterans have been carrying it now that, you know, Jackson's come around. So he's been, you know, contributing, you know, quite a bit. But you need some bats in there. And, you know, Couser brings a big bat.
Yeah. A lot, big. I mean, a big bat, big personality, big, great defense. You know, I can't wait to get some of these guys. I want to know. I want to see what everybody's going to say when you get these guys back and they start playing better baseball. You know, all the fire Eliases and all these things. Look at the players. Look at the players who are missing. Those are Elias guys. You can't blame him for injuries. When these guys come back, I want to see what everybody has to say when they start playing baseball at the level that they're expected to play baseball. Do I expect them to get in the playoffs? Not really. Do I expect them to play, you know, under 500 baseball for a month or 2 months at a time for the rest of the year? Heck no. I don't expect that. I expect this team to get to the point where they're playing 550 and above baseball for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Not this.
Yeah.
They're playing under 400 baseball, not under 500 baseball now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's really, you know, it's funny. It, like when people ask you, like, why, what's going on? Like, what do you say? People ask all the time, what's going on? What do you think it is? I don't know. They don't know. It's a lot of things. It's a combination of many, many things.
Yeah, you don't have the capability of winning 100 games and then play under 400 baseball. Because there's one problem. That the one problem doesn't bring that about.
Correct.
Multiple problems bring that about. You know, it's a perfect storm of issues. I call it the worst case scenario. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Orioles were victims of the worst case scenario in the first 2 months of the season. So let's see if the last 4 months of the season brings them better fortune. Brian McFarland joins us from Russell Street Report to talk Ravens cap, but the only other side was trending. Saquon Barkley will be on the cover of Madden 26. What does it mean? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Saquon Barkley, 2,000-yard rushing season last year, Super Bowl champion, is going to grace the cover of Madden 26 this year. I'm asking this to you, Joe, because you wrote this. You don't think Madden gets as much hype as it used to get?
I think it moves the needle as much as it used to.
Really?
Especially because you have college now also having their own game, and I think that actually took a lot of people away from playing Madden.
Now that the college game is back, you mean?
Yeah, now that they have a college game, I mean, they're using Madden as more of a placeholder.
My son was pretty excited when the college game came back. Like, really, you know, so he talked about it incessantly.
I was, too. I was. I like the college game better. But, I mean, players, like, they talk about what their Madden ratings are, man. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm just not paying attention. I thought Madden had as much hype as it always has had. Does the Madden jinx still exist, though? That doesn't exist anymore, does it?
It seems like it does for running backs still.
Oh, it does?
For the last three running backs, they've all had terrible seasons afterwards.
Yeah. I mean, you think about it. It was Peyton Hillis.
Sean Alexander. And Christian McCaffrey.
Right, McCaffrey was on it. Yep.
Christian McCaffrey played 4 games. Sean Alexander ran for 900 yards the season after that, and then Peyton Hillis, I don't even know where he went.
He disappeared altogether.
Yeah.
You can't blame that on Madden.
Yeah, maybe I just felt kind of bad. I was like, man, a nice breakout season for a Browns running back, and then after that, it was almost like he was completely missing from the face of the earth.
Wasn't I don't remember what year
I mean, Ray Lewis broke his wrist, right? After that.
In 06? He was on the cover in 05. So that means he did break his wrist. That's 05. He broke his wrist.
That's right, yeah.
Don McNabb was on the cover of Madden. Vince Young. That was their fault, putting Vince Young on that thing. So it's had some great players on his cover, naturally, have to be. I don't remember Richard Sherman being on the cover of Madden, though. Do you?
No. I don't.
He was on the cover in 2015.
I have no recollection of that.
I don't know that. Again, it's falling off. I haven't paid attention.
No, that's a long time. 10 years. I remember Odell Beckham Jr., Rob Gronkowski being on it, Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. I remember those guys being on it. Yeah. McCaffrey was 2020, just last year, right?
Yeah, that was last year.
Is it a good call, in your opinion, to have Saquon on it, Ed?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, curse aside, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think he had the best season. He should have been, if not for quarterback. If the award was fair, he'd actually be a legit candidate for MVP. I mean, he had an incredible season.
So, yeah, he did. I think either him or Josh Allen would have been the good ones for the cover. Lamar was on there in 2021. So I wouldn't go back with Lamar this quickly, this soon. So I think either Josh Allen. Well, did it get no? Josh Allen was on there a couple of years ago. So yeah, Saquon. Saquon was the no-brainer. I forgot Allen was on there just a couple of years ago. He was on there before Christian McCaffrey. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Has Madden fallen off? If you're not a video gamer, you don't qualify for this. You don't. If you're like, I used to play video games a lot, I just don't play anymore. Yeah, well, every video game has fallen off for you. But if you are a video gamer, has Madden fallen off for you? Or with your kids? Is it something still they want? 410-583-1057 is the number. I'm more of a, and you know this, Joe, from the days that we were broadcasting from home, I'm more of an MLB The Show guy. I will play MLB The Show in November, December.
In terms of popularity, I think The Show has surpassed Madden. Madden sold more copies in 2024 than they did in 2025 by about 100,000.
By 100,000? All right. And The Show, you don't have the sales for that.
I'll try to find it real quick. I should be
Joe,
able to get it.
Do you play the NHL game?
I used to.
I play the NHL game.
That's one that I haven't played in a long time.
But I said, like, my son's not a hockey fan. He's just coming around, I guess, because of me. He said it was great. He had more fun with that than he expected.
I have more fun with that than Madden. Not The Show, but Madden. I'm the Rangers.
Naturally. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That took the Rangers. Man, it's tough because between the two, I think I'm maybe 50 something games in to the NHL season. It took me a long time because it's so fast. It's just so fast, man. Yeah. I literally sometimes lose the person that I'm controlling on the NHL. I'm serious, man. I like it. I like it a lot. I like it. See, I'm the bad person to ask about Madden because I was never a huge Madden fan. I get bored with Madden. Madden kind of lost me maybe 10 years ago when they started getting too many bells and whistles. You start getting the mulligan rules and all that stuff. When they started doing that, I fell off. And college football was still a video game at the time. So I kind of lost Madden. I didn't get back into Madden until they took away the college game. Let's go out to the phone lines. 410-583-1057 is the number. Buffalo Zoe in Cockeysville. What's up, Zoe?
What's going on, gentlemen? How y'all doing?
No, nobody said anything bad about your Bills, man. I said Josh Allen should have been on the cover and realized he was already on there 2 years ago. So I don't know what's wrong with you.
Oh, yeah. You know why Jesus had the grace to cover, man? We ain't even going to go there this morning, though. But listen. I believe Madden fell off bad. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Yeah, Madden definitely fell off, and that college football is definitely where it's at. To me, tell you the truth, Madden is, will tell you, the best Madden is the one with the cover with Ray Lewis on there when defense was at his best. But Madden probably, like, the last 10 years ain't been too great for me.
Okay. Said. All right. Do you still play any video games, though? Or you say college football?
I'm definitely playing the college, representing Florida State. But I play a little, man, not as much as I used to.
All right. Thanks a lot, Zoe. Appreciate it, man. Let's go to Tony in Walbrook. What's up, Tony?
Yo, what's up?
You live in the junction? You live near the junction or further up Walbrook?
No, I'm in the junction.
You in the junction? Okay, all right. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I'm a big Madden guy. I don't like college too tough. I think college is like a little bit more arcadish, but I'm definitely in on Madden. I agree with you about the show. The show is lights out from beginning to end. I can't even lie about that.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it's super dope. I could play that franchise mode, season mode, creative play. I could do all that all day. The one I think fell off as a game of sports-wise, people might not agree when they didn't play it, Tiger Woods Golf. I used to love really? Tiger Woods Golf.
Okay. You fell off. Okay, fell off a little bit. All right. Thanks a lot, Tony. 410-583-1057 is the number. Joe, did you play college football? He said it's archaic. I know what he means by that, you know, kind of blocky, you know, like the figures are kind of blocky. I think that's what he means by it.
Like video arcade game, like?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I see that in college football. I wonder what he sees in that. I didn't have enough time to really break it down. I've not played Tiger Woods golf in probably about 6 years ahead. I've not.
I used to play video golf games. I kind of like those. I'm not a big video person, though. I used to play with my son when he lived with me, and I get crushed every time I played him because it wasn't my thing. But I did play with him, but that's about it. I don't go home and play Call of Duty or anything or Madden.
I only play sports games. Yeah. I don't do Call of Duty and stuff. Let's go to Brandon and have it a grace. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
All right.
Good. I want to say that Madden only sucks to those who sucks at it. And Rob, if you disagree, you can line it up at the virtual 50. We can play online, and I can show you what it's all about.
Dude, pump your brakes with your phone muscles. I didn't say it sucked, so pump your brakes. I said the opposite. Joe said it fell off, and I said I didn't see it falling off. So I don't know what you're talking about. Keep it moving. 410-583-1057 is the number. You could line it up at the virtual 50.
I'm just giving stats, man. All right. That's all.
But at the same time, what is he directing it to me for? I didn't say anything about Madden. I didn't say anything about it falling off.
A couple of years ago, they had entire ESPN shows about Madden. Like, this whole announcement of Saquon being on there, I didn't hear anything about it. They didn't make nearly as big of a deal as they did in the past. They used to have, an announcement show for it. Now they just did it randomly on SportsCenter. So, I don't know.
You said it fell off by 100,000 sales?
Yeah, and downloads.
That's not a lot, though, is it? How many total
Madden
sales
24 were? Had 280,000, and then this one was 170.
It sold 280,000?
That's what it says on the
all?
Website I went to.
No, more than 280,000 people had to buy Madden?
I'm just reading what I got from the article that I read.
You think that's accurate, Ed? 200, that's it?
I don't know.
Maybe it just means physical copies, but it said downloads and
don't they count downloads too?
Yeah, it said copies sold. It was from, I'll try to find another number on it, but that was the one that I saw on both things. But you got other games that are outselling that by a lot.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45, but on the other side, Brian McFarland from Russell Street Report joins us to talk caps. Up next, salary caps on the Fan. 9:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. I'm broadcasting live from Odyssey and Seattle. Joining us right now is our good friend, our capologist from Russell Street Report. He is Brian McFarland. What's going on, Brian?
Morning, gentlemen. How you doing? A little early for you, isn't it, Rob?
Oh, very early. Very, very early. Got here at 2:30 a.m. this time. The Ravens gained $6.3 million in cap space over the weekend. They're now at $18 million in free space. In terms of a cap and what's out there, what can they do with this extra cap space?
Well, you got to keep in mind there are future expenses. They still have to sign Mike Green, the second round pick. And then when we get to the season, the practice squad, guys who go on IR, obviously guys on PUP, we know that Darius Washington is going to be one. So you're adding guys to the cap at that point. that will take up a lot of that cap space. Your practice squad's going to take up $4 million all by itself. So, and then you have to have money to carry into the season in case of injuries that happen then, too. So what I work out is what I call effective cap space, and that's money that is available over and above those future expenses. So, unfortunately, that $18 million comes down to about $5 million. But so it's not like, you know, this is a great windfall. They're in a lot better position. They've been in the last couple of years. And they do have options to create cap space, whether it's through restructures, or through extensions. And I'm certainly hoping to see a few extensions over the next month or two before training camp, hopefully.
Hey, Brian, could you do me a favor for people? This is one of the most difficult subjects for listeners and radio hosts sometimes to understand is how it works when you restructure or extend. How does that benefit the team and reduce cap pressure?
Sure. So when you restructure, you're just taking the player's base salary and turning it into, or most of the base salary, and turning it into a bonus. And the thing about the bonus is the base salary counts all this year, but a bonus can be spread out over up to 5 years, the remaining years of the contract. So if you took $10 million and restructured it, that $10 million, so we'll use Lamar. If they restructured $10 million of Lamar, that right now, that whole $10 million counts in 2025. If you restructure that $10 million, only $2 million of that counts this year, and you've basically saved $8 million on the cap this year, and that puts $2 million on 26, 27, 28, and 29. So it does raise the player's cap number in the future. So you have to be mindful of that as well. But it's just accounting. The player gets the same amount of money. It's just spread out. Extensions kind of work the same way because you're reducing the player's salary down to the minimum, and he's getting a big, especially in Lamar's case, would be a big fat bonus. So that money is, but that bonus again is spread out over the length of the, or at least the length of the contract up to 5 years.
Thank you.
Brian McFarland joins us, Russell Street Report. Brian, you said a little bit earlier that they're in better cap situation than they were in previous years. Why are they better off this year? What have they done differently?
Well, I mean, they haven't, thankfully, I mean, they did take a little bit of, obviously, they haven't spent a lot of money on free agents, and they never spend a huge amount. They haven't restructured anybody yet. In the last couple of years, they restructured a ton of people. They're hoping for extensions as opposed to restructures. Humphrey is the only one they've restructured so far. So, I mean, they can restructure Lamar if they need to. That's about $16 million in cap space. Again, extension would be better. They can restructure Madubuike. He's early in his contract. That's $5 million. So they have a lot more flexibility. So they're in a better cap position already, but they have that flexibility, be it through extensions or ultimately if they have to, restructures to create more space. So, I mean, they've got, trade deadline, you know, if you want to have cap space at that point, they're in great shape at this point to have that. And again, and most extensions are going to save money. Hamilton Linderbaum will actually take up $1 million or $2 million extra in cap space. So it's kind of a tandem deal. It'd be great to get Lamar done and get some, you know, about $10 million in cap space there, and then use that on extensions for other guys as well.
So some people have talked about Jalen Ramsey being somewhat connected to Ravens' interest. I don't know if it's true or not. Big contract last year, right? He became, I think, the highest paid cornerback at that time. How would that affect the Ravens?
This year, because the way his contract is set up and what they would be assuming, they could make it fit this year without too much problem. The future years is the problem. For instance, he's due $18 million bonus in August. That again would be spread out over the 5 years, but you're investing, you're creating a lot of cap debits in the future, perhaps. And then he's got huge salaries in the future, so he's early in that contract that it's easy to take on for the first year, but it's a question of, do you want to take that on for 26, 27, and 28?
Yeah, that's a big, big
responsibility. It's big numbers.
Yeah. Brian, are there any, with the amount of money that you have right now, is it possible that there's big free agents out there that the Ravens could look at to address some needs?
Yeah, I mean, because to be honest with you, there are not many big free. I mean, Ramsey's obviously the big name out there, and
right,
that's a trade. Of course, you got to figure out what the trade compensation would be, too. So I don't, you know, other than trades, there's not, I mean, you know, Jadeveon Clowney would probably be the one because a lot of Ravens fans have clamored for him, but they've got the cap space and flexibility to make that work. I mean, he's not going to get $10 million this year like he got last year. I mean, when he was here, it was a really low number 2 years ago, and I think he got about $10 million from Carolina, but I don't think he's going to get that kind of number. And then, you know, the way you structure it, you can probably, you know, you get $6 to $7 to $8 million, and you can structure that so it only counts about $3 million this year. So that's something they could do. There are some other guys, and Matthew Judon's out there, other guys like that. If you're looking pass rusher, the guard from who was with Washington, and then the names for slipping my mind, it was in Jacksonville the last few years. If you're looking for an interior offensive lineman, so there's some names out there, but none of them are going to break the bank at this point. Ramsey's kind of the one just because of the contract he's already got.
You know, a lot of the other GMs have voted the Ravens, well, DaCosta and the Ravens front office is like among the best in football. How do the Ravens do compared to other teams managing cap space?
Well, I mean, it depends on, there's obviously different approaches. The Eagles have the all-in approach. They've maximized void years on all their deals, a lot of their deals. It worked. Obviously, they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
There are other teams that have done that. The Saints have been doing it for years. It hasn't worked out. Green Bay did it for a lot of years towards the end of Rodgers' time there. Obviously, it didn't work out. So Cleveland's done it, and obviously we know the dumpster fire that is. So there's different ways of doing it. The Ravens have definitely this year and the last 2 years, I guess, been really moving, adding void years, so moving more towards that Eagles approach. There's generally always ways to create cap space. Again, this year, thankfully, they have the flexibility to do that. Last year, they restructured a couple guys, and that pretty much maxed them out for any creating space. This year, they've got a lot more options. And, of course, getting Lamar done would be great because it would get rid of those big cap numbers over the next 2 years. And actually create cap space this year and just flatten his deal out.
Brian McFarland, Russell Street Report. Brian, before you leave, man, you got to tell our listeners because Ed and I would text him back and forth about how on point you always are. How did you get started in this and be the capologist?
Yeah, honestly, it was back in, it goes back to 01, when the 02, 01, 02, when the Ravens loaded up in 01 to follow up with the first Super Bowl and obviously didn't get there. And then they had the big purge in 02. And all the reporting was, and, you know, we were still new to the NFL in a way, and certainly salary cap in a way. Obviously, some of us were Colts fans going back that far. But it became, all the reports were because of salary cap reasons, the Ravens have to cut all these guys. But they never explained what the reasons were and why. So I kind of started digging into it then and just, you know, kind of learned it over time. It was kind of a hobby, obviously, and, progressed and progressed. And then Russell, you know, Tony Lombardi and Russell Street Report picked me up, and next year will be 20 years. So I've been writing articles there for that long, and so it's just kind of my side hobby. But honestly, you learn something new every day. It's funny, and there's a group of us kind of amateur guys out there that keep in touch, and, you know, it's always something new that comes along that nobody seemed to understand or know about.
Well, you're quite accurate for it to be a hobby, man. Appreciate your time again this morning.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great morning.
Man. Have a good one, man. He's outstanding.
Yeah.
I love having him on as a guest.
Yeah, let's pull up a card back. I texted Rob during. I said, this guy's always good. He just knows his stuff. I mean, every time we've had him on, you know, you could ask him pretty much about anybody.
And we don't give him, just to let you guys know, we don't tell him in advance what we're going to ask him. He never asks. He never said, can you tell me what you guys want to talk about? No, he doesn't ask.
I mean, that Jalen Ramsey answer, I was like, how does he know all this? Just right off the, just immediately, yeah.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I will say this. It's a very clean city. Very clean. And a very obedient city. These folks, when they're at the corner and that light says don't walk, if there's no traffic coming, they don't walk. Ben and I looking at one another like, what the hell is going on? There's no traffic. Why are you all standing here? Ben says, I guess I'm the lawbreaker. It's nothing coming. I'm not standing.
Let me tell you something. I was in Fort Lauderdale when I was young. I was like 22 years old. I was a cop already. I was, you know, we just took a ride down there to go to the beach. I'm from New York. Nobody obeys those things. I step off the curb. Police officer puts his hand on my chest. He points to the sign. He goes, sign says don't walk, son. It's exactly what it means. I was like, yes, sir. Okay. I was like, I didn't know that was actually a thing at the time.
Me either. I didn't know that. I'm much older than you were that time. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, No one's walking. There's
dumb.
No traffic coming. There's nothing coming. Yeah. You can't. It's flat land to the left and the right, and I can see nothing's coming.
So if the light gets stuck, you just stand there.
Yeah, yeah. You got a traffic jam for walkers. And that's the encore for the day, Edward.
And it is brought to you by the Lion's Den. Spice up that relationship. Seriously, put a little spark in your life again. You deserve it. Everybody deserves a little pleasure, right? Pleasure, passion, romance. That's Lion's Den.
Pleasure, passion, and romance.
Yep.
There's a lot going on there.
Yes.
There's a lot going on there. All at one time?
If you can swing it, yes.
Funny you use that word. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What did you learn, Edward?
I learned that you're in Seattle, so I was just looking what's going on out there. This is one of the rare times they're going to retire a number that two players wore. They're going to announce it in August, apparently retiring them next year. Other teams have done it, like the Yankees, obviously, number 8, Yogi Berra and Bill Dickey, and the Expos, number 10 for Rusty Staub and Andre Dawson. But it doesn't happen that often. Number 51 is going to be retired.
Oh, Randy Johnson.
And Ichiro.
Oh, they both wore 51?
Yes, so they're both getting...
Damn,
yes,
I didn't realize that.
Yes, so that's what I mean. It's a little, it's unique, and they're both going to be retired. So it's kind of cool that you're out there, and they're going to, we're not going to announce it now, but it's happening soon.
How about you fall into a rabbit hole for something that I'm involved in? I'm in Seattle, and you fall down a Seattle Mariners rabbit hole.
I'm just trying to help.
What else have you learned about Seattle? What else have you learned about the Mariners? You know that's not all you learned. That's all you care to share right now.
I just know how I am. I can't help myself.
We know how you are. I got a couple of things going on now. First of all, Joe's right. Madden has fallen off. The sales indicate that. Madden 25 sold 1 million units in the first week. Madden 2025? Well, 2024 didn't sell 1 million units. So it has fallen off. He's right about that. And he, we found that out before he looked up the numbers. He was just like, you know, chesting, throwing the grass up in the air, see which way the wind blew. And he guessed that right. It's fallen off. We had several people hit me up on social media and inbox me social media. Say they agree. The show, far better video. The show is just so much more realistic, man. So much more realistic. I was telling you about how clean this city is. Joe told me during the break, Seattle is the number two cleanest city, second cleanest city in America. Voted by publication. Portland, that's not too far from here, is number one. You said Baltimore is what, Joe?
16th, but the caveat to that is they're also counting Towson and Columbia as part of the metro area. No,
yeah. I don't get that. Why do you count?
I hate when they do that.
Wouldn't it be easy to count Bel Air? Harford County is, I don't understand.
It's crazy because it's so, they're not the same.
They're not.
You know, it's like counting Rye, New York, and New York City stats or something, or, you know, Montauk. They don't do that.
It just doesn't make sense, but nonetheless, they did. Got a couple of national days today. Today is National Egg Day. I love eggs.
Me too.
Eggs are, to me, the most convenient food of everything. You can put an egg in anything.
Yeah.
You can prepare egg anyway. You and I probably would eat more boiled eggs than anybody in that building.
There's no doubt about that, actually.
The day is also National Chocolate Macaroon Day. Either one of you guys like macaroons?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I'm not a macaroon guy either. Not, is that an Italian?
No.
French.
It's French, actually.
Yeah, French. But I like the texture. I like the chewiness of them. I like them a lot.
I am not a macaroon guy. Some birthdays today. Today would have been the late, great Sam Mills' birthday, former NFL linebacker. We were talking about yesterday when linebackers were linebackers, Ed.
Yep.
He was one of them. He was one of those dudes. Today also would have been the birthday of Yordano Ventura. You remember him?
Yep.
The pitcher got killed in this country. And remember he got in a fight with Manny? He hit Manny. Manny charged
him. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Today is Billy Cunningham's birthday, former NBA player, coach, 82 today. Yeah. Yeah, former golfer Hale Irwin turns 80 today. Former baseball player and now broadcaster Steve Lyons turns 65 today. Former MLB player Carl Everett turns 54. Former MLB player Jose Molina turns 50. Former wide receiver and now coach Azahir Hakeem, remember he's part of the world's greatest show on turf. He's 48 today. Who else do I have? Travis Hafner, from a baseball player, 48 today. Rafael Nadal turns 39 today.
Wow.
And Al Horford, NBA player, Otto Porter Jr., NBA player, both share a birthday. Joe, who's older?
Porter Jr.
Porter Jr. is? Okay. Ed?
I always kid around about Horford being an old man. I just know, but he's around a long time. I'm going to go Porter as well.
Dude, I've checked twice this age. There's no way it's accurate. Al Horford is 39. I believe that. Otto Porter Jr. is 32?
What? No.
It says 32.
Get out of here, really?
Yes.
I cannot believe that. I mean, it's just...
Otto Porter Jr.
I just looked it up. He's 32.
32. I checked four sources. And the source I use for the birthdays is never wrong. But I'm like, no, dude, there's no way he's 32. I checked four sources. And they, 32 years old.
Oh, that's a big whiff on my part.
I would have guessed he was older than Al Horford, too.
I mean, yeah, I just felt he was. Because I'm always, because Horford's younger than I think. I always thought Horford was over 40 because he's been around so long. And he's not. Yeah. And I kid around about that. So I said, yeah, he's got to be. Nope. Absolutely not.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.